This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tam and I were just thrilled to get a repeat invitation to take part in Read Across America Day on Friday and read to the students at Sycamore Canyon Elementary School in Santee.
So we got to read to two classes. First up was kindergarten.
Welcome to TK.
Good morning. Look at all your nice little faces.
So this is a book called Eraser.
Eraser.
Pencil so sharp.
Everyone thinks Pencil and her friends are the smart and creative ones. It's not fair.
Oh, poor Eraser. And look at tape and glue. They can get anyone to stick together.
We all love paper. And scissors? Well, she's just kind of scary. And Scissor says,
I don't run ever. You never run with scissors.
Right?
Don't run with scissors.
What do I bring to the table, says Eraser? Nothing. I just take things away.
But you make everything look good. Eraser, I'm sorry. I think I need your help. Will you please help me?
You bet. Let's get to work.
I mean, the story really had it all. Drama.
It did.
Suspense. Surprise ending.
It was very cute.
Tears, laughter. It was great. I was riveted by the story of Eraser. Literally, though, those kids, I mean, 4 years old.
So cute.
The questions, the wide-eyed wonderment of any new person being in their classroom. It was just, man, I just needed that, didn't you? It was so great to be around kids, man. And, of course, we had a little Q&A afterwards. Well, we tried to, at least.
So Tam and I are on a radio show. It's called John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. It's on KSON. Thank you. We've been here in San Diego for almost 15 years. 15 years this July. I know. We can't believe it either, because it seems that we just moved here yesterday. That's how much we love working here.
Things did get a bit uncomfortable when Tammy absolutely refused to take a picture with the class.
Okay, stop. So at the same time the teacher was saying, can we take a group picture, there was a sweet little girl in front of me asking if we could read a second book. And I said, oh, we don't have time. And the teacher thought I was talking to her about taking a picture.
She was like, oh, I don't mean to infringe. It'll just be a couple of seconds, miss.
And it doesn't even matter if we're in front of kindergartners. John just has to get his digs in and try to teach them to do the same thing.
No. We can totally take a picture.
A diva,
yes.
No. Can you guys say diva?
Don't say that.
Instigator.
That is one thing I guarantee we will always do. I just had the best time.
It was a great day.
Thank you, Sycamore Canyon Elementary School in Santee. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Well, we've been fascinated. Morbidly so, I guess, in the passing of legendary actor Gene Hackman, because no one really knew what was going on. It was just a mystery that he's dead, his wife is dead, his dog is dead. We finally know now, and it's really a horrible story, actually.
Well, I know, and it's sad because there was so much mystery surrounding it, and you're like, what the heck happened?
Yes, it was suspicious in the fact the story was so bizarre, but that's where the suspicion ends. Authorities say Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy, went first, something I've never heard of until this weekend, and it horrifies me. It's called hantavirus.
It's caused from rodents.
It's caused from rodents.
It is
poisonous, evil rodents.
Yes, she passed away from the hantavirus. And Gene Hackman lived probably about another week, they believe. He may not have even known that she had passed away because he advanced Alzheimer's. What killed him was his heart and a combination of that with his Alzheimer's and fell in that mud room. And also the dog had recently had surgery and was in a kennel. And because the dog was in that kennel, he couldn't get out. So that's why the dog passed away.
It's just a tragic story.
Sad.
I mean,
just sad.
Gene Hackman, when you lose someone to Alzheimer's, you probably know this. The last stages are that they don't eat. They don't do anything. Mm-hmm. And they just eventually just give up and die. And he had no food in his system. So that's probably what happened. He didn't have any idea if she died, possibly, which is, I guess, a blessing, or how to take care of himself, sadly. And in essence, died alone. It's just horrible. I mean, the man was 95 years old, but that's no way to go. Yeah. And it's a horrible, horrible story. But nothing suspicious, nothing illegal happened.
Nothing nefarious.
Thank you. I love that word. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope he can rest in peace now. And his memory lived on, at least in my house, over the weekend as we watched Hoosiers, which I think might be the best sports movie of all time.
Nice.
It's a beautiful, beautiful movie. 833-287-1037. Country Fest is just a couple of weeks away, less than that even. We want to send you there to go see Nate Smith and go see Warren Zeiders and, of course, our headliner, Justin Moore. 833-287-1037. Play Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and you're going. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
There he is.
Just here at our 2 o'clock, really close, about 20 yards out, everybody. 2 o'clock, 20 yards. You can see the swirl left on the water.
Good job, Captain Rick.
That was, as you heard, Captain Rick, very pleased with himself. he was the captain of our city cruise, whale watching cruise. Tam and I hung out with each other this weekend. It was kind of adorable.
Mm-hmm. We went on city cruises and enjoyed the beautiful day that it turned out to be on Saturday. Oh, my gosh.
Not even a cloud in the sky.
After
the Thursday storms just blew everything away and just a fabulous, fabulous weekend. There is nothing I like better than being on a boat. I love boats. I love the water. I love seeing San Diego. I loved everything about Saturday. And I love whales, man. I love being on boats. I love boats.
I know you do. You said it a lot when we were actually on it.
I even taught Tammy how to walk properly on a boat that's got waves involved.
You what?
Remember, I was telling you how to walk properly so people
I've
didn't
been
fall.
Been on these before,
oh,
John.
Damn, I helped you out. Why can't you just say it?
Okay.
Put those legs shoulder width and get your core ready to go.
Anyway.
God, I love boats.
Okay.
Why
anyway.
Is that funny?
We saw dolphins. We saw a whale a couple of times. We got to follow it around and see it breach for a little bit, which was really cool. And I forgot the name of that other fish that we got to see, that giant white one that kind of swims sideways. Really cool.
It was like this, like a panfish. Was it a panfish?
I don't remember.
I forgot, too. Yeah. But, man, it was really, I just loved being in their home.
Yeah.
You got to show the respect that it deserves. You're in their place, man.
Exactly. And then when we got to come back into the harbor and all the sailboats that were out on Saturday, it was beautiful.
See? I love boats.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't understand why you're rolling your eyes.
Producer Jessica, you should have heard him on the cruise because it was, you know, like he was the captain of the boat.
Excuse me. Okay.
You know, when we're out on sea,
you can make
you
fun
know,
of that.
When we do this, you know, they call it this, Tammy.
You can make fun of me all you want. I have very high aspirations when they get smart here and kick me out the door at KSON. Uh-huh. I want to be the guy that tells you what to look for when you're on the harbor cruise. I want to be that guy.
I think you would do a good job
Thank
at
you.
That.
But
you certainly did on Saturday.
Was I annoying?
No, you weren't annoying.
I get excited. I told you I love boats.
Yes,
oh my
you
gosh.
Do.
And more importantly,
yes,
Tammy, a lot of people on that ship were tourists. They don't live here. And they were, what?
I know. I'm going to say
Pardon
this because John was like, hey,
proud
excuse me.
Of where I live.
I know. I loved it, John. And he recognized a school logo from someone, which is a school in Madison, Wisconsin, which is where John and I used to work together. And so he went right up to him. Are you guys from Wisconsin? And blah, 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 blah.
I was in a very good mood.
You could have hosted that entire boat that day.
I kind of did, as it turns out.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
I got a couple tips. Thank you, City Cruises, and thank you for the whales for participating. And by the way, for the dolphins for showing off. It was a whale-watching cruise, but the dolphins, like, watch this. We're all going to jump together and hang out together. And they did everything to balance a ball on their nose, for crying out loud.
Well, that's what the seals were doing, because there was two seals and we were coming in who were arguing over the same corner of the dock to lay on. That was hysterical to watch. It was like the WWE.
Oh, fun.
It was so funny.
How beautiful did our skyline look coming back into the harbor with all those sailboats?
Gorgeous.
God, love boats. Yeah. Okay.
City Cruises, by the way, if you're not doing the whale watching tour, you can also do their dinner cruise and their bottomless mimosa cruise.
I kind of love the idea of maybe getting a bunch of listeners together and having a John and Tammy Harbor cruise one day.
Sure.
And having John host the
John
whole thing.
John can.
Oh, my God.
He will.
I would love
gladly.
It. Gladly.
I'll make some calls. Let's see if we can do it.
I am prepared. I'm ready to rock.
I know you are. You were practicing on Saturday.
Love boats.
Jessica, did you know that John loves boats?
Really? We'll get you a captain's hat.
Also, a reason why I was in a great mood is I was showing off our city, America's finest, to my buddy Dr. Jim, who's in town. He has an annual trip to San Diego. And Dr. Jim went into doctor mode while on a plane and saved someone's life.
Wow.
Totally true story at 7:35. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood. Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Oceanside. Say good morning to Allison. Hi, Allison.
It's okay. Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's going on? You sound busy.
Oh, no, I was putting gas in my car.
Gotcha. You ready to go?
I don't have to change outside. Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. Let's do this then. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, you gotta go.
All right, good luck.
Allison, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also, want to remind you, Allison, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Carrie Underwood. What competition show has Carrie returned to judge this season?
American Idol.
Happy spring forward. As daylight savings time went into effect this weekend. True or false? Only two states don't observe daylight savings.
True.
John Goodman suffered a hip injury over the weekend on set while filming a new movie opposite Tom Cruise. John stars as Dr. Elijah Gemstone in The Righteous Gemstones. What Sugarland singer stars as his deceased wife on the show?
I do not know.
Lady Gaga hosted and was the musical guest for Saturday Night Live this past weekend. Gaga's fans are called Little Monsters, and she calls herself what? Is it Mama Monster, Mommy Monster, or Mother Monster?
Mama Monster.
And finally, happy birthday to Chuck Norris. Chuck's most known for playing the title character in Walker, Texas Ranger. Within three and without going over, how many seasons did the show air?
Three.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Allison, what you have going on today?
Doctor's appointment.
Hope everything works out for that. Hope they don't keep you waiting too long. And for the love of God, I hope the waiting room's got some comfortable furniture.
They actually do.
Oh, okay.
That's good. I know, because usually they go to the most uncomfortable furniture store in America is where most waiting rooms get their furniture.
Right. It's kind of like whoever designed our office got the furniture. Who sits in chairs like this? All right, Allison did 2 out of 5. Yeah.
Okay.
Timmy, happy birthday to Carrie Underwood. What competition show has Carrie returned to judge this season?
American Idol.
It's 1-1. Allison knew that. Wow, what a great day yesterday was as we sprung forward. Daylight savings time went into effect this weekend, and we're all just so happy it did. Mm. Didn't want that hour back at all, did we? True or false, only two states don't observe daylight savings time.
That is true.
That is true. Do you know them?
Yes, Arizona and Hawaii.
Yes, that is correct. Well done. 2-2. John Goodman suffered a hip injury over the weekend on set while filming a new movie opposite Tom Cruise. John stars as Dr. Elijah Gemstone in The Righteous Gemstones. What Sugarland singer stars as his deceased wife on the show?
Jennifer Nettles.
Jennifer Nettles is right. Allison didn't know. 3-2 Tam. Lady Gaga hosted and was the musical guest for SNL this past weekend. Gaga's fans are called Little Monsters, and she calls herself what? Is it Mama Monster, Mommy Monster, or Mother Monster?
Oh, I have no idea. Let's go with Mother Monster.
Mother Monster is what Lady Gaga, when she chooses to go with the monster route, goes ahead and calls herself. It's now 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tam, happy birthday to Chuck Norris. Chuck is most known for playing the title character in Walker, Texas Ranger without going over, but within three. How many seasons did that show air?
Wow. 10.
Sorry. You went over by one. 9 seasons, Walker, Texas Ranger. Doesn't matter. Allison, today Tam beats you by a score of 4-2, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we are going to hook you up with a great prize.
We will be seeing you March 22nd at Gallagher Square for KSON's Country Fest, starring Justin Moore, Nate Smith, and Warren Ziders.
Awesome. I'm excited.
Allison, have a wonderful day. Good luck with the doctor. Unfortunately, before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
I'm Allison in Oceanside, and I flunked out at Cammie's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Have you ever been on a plane where there's a medical emergency involved and someone, maybe even you, has to jump into action and maybe save a life? My buddy Dr. Jim jumped into doctor mode on the airplane out here over the weekend.
As you've appeared on our show before, I've said often that I forget you're a doctor sometimes, and then something happens that reminds me, oh, God, that's right, Jim's actually a doctor. And something just like that happened on your plane out here. Please tell us what you saved a life in the sky is what you did.
So I was sitting on the plane, as one does, ready to take vacation, and they made the call for, is there a physician on the plane? There was a person, a woman, lying flat on her back. Up there, and it was pretty chaotic. Well, it wasn't good. There was a family physician there who was retired, who was kind of sitting at her legs. When I looked down, her eyes were rolled into the back of her head, and she just wasn't breathing well. But much to the credit of the people already there, they had taken her blood pressure and her pulse, and her oxygen levels, those were normal.
Were things looking very dire for her? I mean, were you worried that this could go horribly wrong, or were you like, no, this is going to be something that we can handle?
You just don't know, because you don't have the resources that you typically have in a controlled environment, like in a hospital. I mean, you're thousands of feet in the air, and you're improvising. Like, the person to my left was rifling through the equipment that they had, and it dawned on me that this was not an airline employee. This was someone who actually told me later that she was an OB nurse. You're just kind of using your instincts, but you don't have the standard resources and environment that you're used to practice in. So it was a potential reality that this person was not going to wake up and that we were going to have to land the plane. It's a lot of responsibility, but ultimately you're going to err on the side of safety, which is going to piss a lot of passengers off. Mm-hmm. But ultimately it's the right thing to do. So you're always going to err on the side of safety.
This is an amazing story. I've always wanted to watch you in action. Could I have helped?
I mean, I could have used someone to be really hysterical and running up and down the aisles.
Okay, I think I could probably have handled that.
Yeah. I got love buddies, huh?
No, but I love. Could I help? You know,
I'd like to think I'd be able to, but he's probably exactly right. I'd see those eyes roll back in the head of me. Ooh, no, this isn't for me, man.
The training kind of tells you, just check on their pupils. The pupils tell you a lot, and you're trained to look for an overdose. Her pupils didn't fit that. Problem is, this person was traveling without any family, so we had no medical history. We were about to give her some dextrose, but no one could open the syringe. So I finally grabbed it, opened it, and was able to get it working, but then I squirted it all over another passenger before we were able to get a needle into it and get it into her. But right at that time, she was starting to wake up, which then we both, the physician and I, were able to ask her whether she had a seizure disorder. And she said, yeah, I have seizures. I asked her, does this happen to you every now and again, like even despite medication? She's like, yeah. And I'm kind of like, I think we both agreed, like, okay, this is what's happened. This lady's had a seizure. Things were kind of coming around. Some other very well-meaning gentleman came up and kind of inserted himself in the situation, said, thanks, guys, but I have a few other questions to ask the patient, and kind of went over a litany of questions that I'm not sure were super helpful, but may have been motivated by the fact that we each got flight vouchers.
For helping out. I wasn't aware of that. That's really cool. So they give you a reward for what you just did, which was save a life.
They do, and I just kind of feel like maybe he was trying to get in on the action.
Let me help out here. Did you know that if you, I mean, it makes sense, I guess,
well,
that if
sure,
you jump into action and do something like that, that they give you a reward?
That would totally make sense to me. I would expect nothing less.
We were having lunch with our friend and his wife was trained in CPR, mm-hmm. and she shared a story that she gave a passenger CPR on a plane. They gave her $1,500.
Wow.
So it pays, literally.
To save a life, yeah.
To save a life and be a hero. I guess it should.
And if I was the person who needed that help, I'd pay him too.
How about the poor dude that got dextrose sprayed all over him?
Oh, It's just sugar water.
What's going on here? Yeah, but the bees come then, Tammy. The
that
bees.
Is water, right? The bees. Where are the bees coming from, John?
Dr. Jim saved a life. I'm proud of my friend.
You should be. Have you experienced a medical emergency on an airplane or witnessed one or helped someone? 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
My buddy Dr. Jim sprung into doctor action and helped save a life on his plane ride out to San Diego last week.
833-287-1037. Have you had an experience like that? Heather in La Mesa, share yours.
We were at a seasonal Halloween store that took up the old Macy's in Parkway Plaza.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we're just chilling. This was Halloween before last. And somebody came in and I heard a screaming and I thought it was a mom. Like, it sounded like a mom who couldn't find her child. And so it got my attention. And we walked over and there's this kid just kind of standing there, just too super aloof. And then his friend said he'd gotten shot.
What?
Whoa.
And yeah, I was like, and nobody did anything. So I was like, all right, well, here we go. My husband's favorite part of the story is I had a severed head in my hand that we were going to bring home.
Okay.
And I was just like, hold this.
Hold the head.
Hold this head. I want this head.
Heather, you are a doctor, nurse?
I'm a phlebotomist, and I work at the DMV.
Oh. You know, you can handle a little bit of everything between taking the blood and filling out the paperwork. You're good to go.
There we go. So, yeah, I had to hold pressure. I don't know, dude. I do not know how it didn't hit his heart, but it went right above his left nipple.
Oh, geez. But he survived, obviously.
Yeah. We had a long conversation. They had to sweep the whole building.
Wow. Heather, what did you do? What did you do for him?
I applied pressure to the front. It was a through and through. It went all the way through.
Okay. So kept the pressure on his chest so he didn't bleed out.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, there's a gunman running around the Halloween store? What was the outcome of this?
No, he got shot outside and came inside.
Gotcha.
So they locked everything down.
Gotcha. So clearly he
was
in shock.
That's why, yeah. Oh, buddy. Yeah. Yeah. But he started to bleed through his nose and his mouth, but we got enough pressure on it that subsided, and he was fine.
Heather, you saved a life. You saved a life with a severed head in your hand, for crying out loud.
Well, my husband was holding the head.
I was going to say, okay, in her husband's hands, because right. She wanted that head. Come on. That's a great story. And wow. I mean, it's a great story in the fact that it had a great outcome. So thank you for sharing that, Heather.
And thank you for being there.
It was a day.
Thanks, Heather.
Do you still have the severed head?
I do, yeah.
Okay, good. You're kind of twisted, Heather, aren't you? I like that about you.
A little bit, yeah.
I like it. All right.
Bye.
Yeah, you were next, buddy. What's up?
Who
are
you?
Who am I?
Who are you? Best question of the day, John. High five on that.
That's a fair question. So I'm John, and this is Tammy, and we do a radio show called, wait for it, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Man, I command respect, don't I? When I...
Who are you? That's the second graders that we visited, the second grade class at Sycamore Canyon Elementary School in Santee when we were part of Read Across America Day on Friday.
After the fall, how Humpty Dumpty got back up again.
Oh, I was always wondering if there was a sequel to Humpty Dumpty. I'm egg-cited. That's called a dad joke.
My name is Humpty Dumpty. This was my favorite spot high up on the wall. I know, it's an odd place for an egg to be, but I loved being close to the birds.
Couple things. First of all, that was really a clever book.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it, especially the cool ending, which we'll get to in a second. Secondly, if you ever want to like lift your mood, go read to some kids.
They were so much fun.
We had a rough day at the office, as they say, on Thursday, and Friday was just that was the perfect band-aid to get us in a better mood and just remember the important things, right?
Yeah, it was. And then of course we got the surprise ending with this book where Humpty Dumpty turns into a bird.
Kapow! Oh my goodness, guess what happened?
He's a bird.
And I learned how to fly.
Did you guys see this coming that it was going to turn into a bird?
No.
I thought it was going to turn into an omelet.
Life begins when you get back up.
Okay, high five.
It says on the back.
Oh, look at this.
Oh.
Here I thought he was a wise philosopher.
I know, that's great.
That's
you
awesome.
Know, John and Tammy, life begins when you get back up.
Logan, that was very well done.
Thank you.
You guys were awesome.
What did we say to the second grade?
Thank you.
The great thing about those kids is they didn't miss a thing. I mean, they were so in touch with everything that was going on, everything that Tam and I were reading to them. Mm-hmm. If we stumbled, we didn't even realize that Logan, the kid at the end, was reading off the back of the book. We thought he just had this nugget of wisdom. Life begins when you get back up. Like, oh my God, it's written right in the back of the book, you morons.
Uh-huh.
God, we had such a good time.
We did. And one of the other things we got to do, too, is because the elementary school has a chicken coop, they asked us to submit some name suggestions for one of the chickens.
Yeah, they're having an in-classroom contest.
I picked Betty.
And I picked Carla the Clucker.
There we go. All right.
Betty the chicken?
I like Betty.
Is that going to win? Carla Clucker is a much better name.
Okay, we'll see who wins.
Well, we want to thank Sycamore Canyon Elementary School, in this case, the second grade class. We had an absolute blast.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's talk to Chelsea, who's in Fallbrook. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning, John.
Hey, would you do me a favor, please, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, would you kindly leave for just a little bit?
Chelsea, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also, please know that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
John Hamm celebrates his 53rd birthday today. John starred as Don Draper in what AMC drama series?
Oh, no. I have no idea.
Okay. All right. True or false? Stranger Things' Millie Bobby Brown's real name is actually Millie Bonnie Brown.
False.
Hasbro is developing a reality competition series based on their legendary real estate board game. What is it?
Monopoly.
A group called ESA Doctors wants to pay someone $1,000 to watch 5 pet movies. Suggestions include the movie about this basketball-playing golden retriever. What's it called?
Oh no. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, and finally, the legal battle between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni just keeps getting more dark and keeps waging on. What was the name of the movie the two were in that started this whole mess in the first place?
I don't have a clue. I'm totally brainless today.
All right, well, you're being very hard on yourself, Chelsea. Let's get Tam back in. It happens to the best of us. It happens to Tammy once in a while. So go easy. What are you doing today? What's going on?
Oh, I'm heading into work.
Yeah? You sound thrilled about that.
Yeah. Well, it is Monday morning.
Man, and daylight savings just kicks everybody in the you-know-what, doesn't it? I'm so tired of this garbage. Every year I complain.
Yeah, me too.
Didn't like how I sounded just then. Like, I'd like myself to shut up. Chelsea, not the best today. 1 out of 5.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, Chelsea.
Okay.
Tammy, John Hamm celebrates his 53rd birthday today. John starred as Don Draper in what AMC drama series?
Mad Men.
Chelsea couldn't remember, was very upset that she could not. 1-0, Tammy. True or false, Tammy? Stranger Things' Millie Bobby Brown's real name is actually Millie Bonnie Brown.
True, why not?
It is true, and the reason that she changed her name? No reason. Just wanted to do it, so she did. 2-0, Tammy. Chelsea went with false. Tammy, Hasbro is developing a reality competition series based on their legendary real estate board game. What is it?
Monopoly.
Monopoly is right. Chelsea knew that. 3-1. A group called ESA Doctors wants to pay someone $1,000 to watch 5 pet movies. Suggestions include the movie about this basketball-playing golden retriever. What's it called?
Air Bud?
Air Bud. Chelsea could not remember it. 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, the legal battle between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni just keeps getting worse and keeps raging on. What was the name of the movie the two were in that started this whole mess in the first place?
It Ends With Us.
It Ends With Us. I don't even know.
Apparently it does not.
Right, I guess, man. Was it a good movie? I mean,
I don't know.
Is it worth all
it.
This garbage?
I don't know.
It was good, but it wasn't worth the hype.
There you go.
All right, Chelsea. Well, I'm glad you finally remembered it. Sorry it was too late.
Sorry, my luck.
Tammy, today you win 5-1. You're not going to get any of her money, Chelsea, but we've got a great prize for you.
And this will make Monday a lot better because you'll be joined for KSON's Country Fest, Gallagher Square at Petco Park with Justin Moore, Nate Smith, Warren Ziders, and the Morgan Lee Band.
Oh, that is awesome.
Chelsea, we'll see you out there at Gallagher Square. In the meantime, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Fallbrook, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We have breaking overdue baby news.
Really overdue.
That's baby's cry for thank God I am out of there. Or is that Callie, the wife of Hardy from Carlsbad, saying, thank God my baby finally got here. Two weeks overdue? Was she?
Pretty close to it, yes. And she was a big baby, too, over 9 pounds. And I personally know what that's like. Thank you, Grayson. My youngest son was over 9 pounds.
By the way, a head the size of a basketball. Yeah. I don't know how you did it, Wonder Woman.
And this little, her name is Rosie Ryan Hardy. She's the cutest, chubby little thing. Oh, my God, she's so cute.
Rosie Hardy, man. I love babies.
I texted Callie's mom. Her mom, Sherry, and I have become pretty good friends. And she's texted back. She said, I literally still can't believe it. She's absolutely precious. Callie and Michael are naturals. So amazing. They leave nothing for me to help with.
I love it how Callie's family and Callie herself calls Hardy Michael. That is his actual name. But it's just, and he's so different when he's around the people he loves. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's very quiet. You don't know he's a rock star.
Yes.
He's just.
When it's time to be a rock star, he's a great rock star. But when he's Michael and his family, and now he's a baby daddy of little Rosie Ryan Hardy.
You can just tell.
So cute.
Some people are going to be naturals at this. Mm-hmm. You can just tell being a parent yourself. And that was very evident that these two, who are so stupidly in love, are going to be just so stupidly in love with that kid.
I know.
What a lucky Rosie Ryan Hardy.
Something's happening.
Congratulations!
What?
John and Tammy is nominated for an ACM. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show, just came out.
Shut up!
Yes!
God, now I have to find an empty shelf with no awards on it. Wait a second, that won't be a problem.
No, we were nominated in 2005 for a CMA award, mm-hmm. which was a highlight of our career and a wonderful thing. But I don't know that we've ever got an ACM nomination. I think it was only the Country Radio Seminar, so I think it's our first.
I think so, too. The station's gotten ACM nominations, but not John and Tammy.
No, yay!
Sorry, I was very excited.
It is exciting. Wow.
Wow.
Perhaps you're wondering why I'm not saying anything. Is it perhaps because I don't know how to react? Because this never happens?
It's never.
Yes, that's exactly why. I'm like, I don't know how to react. Thank you. Says somebody? I don't know. We haven't won anything yet. Let's pump the brakes, okay? That shelf is still empty.
Mm-hmm.